showcasing stories from local sports clubs throughout Dublin, Kildare, Meath and Wicklow. This is From the Sidelines with the support of Comisiún na Meán.
I'm Dave Daly and this is From the Sidelines. This week we meet up with the guys at Clontarf Golf and Bowling Club's Friday Friends initiative. The club president now tells us about the club.
My name is Anne-Marie Duffy and I am president of Clontarf Golf and Bowling Club. We have about 1,400 golf and bowling members in the club. It's a very big club in any sense. We are situated on the Malahide Road, about 5 kilometres from the city centre. A couple of years ago, a couple of our members, Ray Maguire and Alan Smith, started an initiative in conjunction with St Michael's House to offer golf and bowling lessons to some of its service users. This is a hugely successful programme that occurs every Friday morning between April and September. I volunteered in this for the last couple of years and I have found it to be a role where I get more out of it than I give.
Now we hear how the initiative started.
My name is Alan Smith and about 4 years ago I was approached by another club member in Clontarf Golf and Bowling Club with an idea of setting up a golfing programme, Special Olympics golfing programme. I had a bit of background in that. I coached for Special Olympics basketball, so this guy knew that I was familiar with the kind of setup. So I agreed, and our first problem was find out, was this programme anywhere else in the city or indeed in the country, in any other golf club? Unfortunately, my son's father-in-law plays golf in Ellen Park over on the south side of the city, and there was a programme running there for some considerable years. So we were given an intro to a fellow called John McLaffey, who covers that programme over there, and he showed us how they handle it, and they've handled it very successfully, I must say, over 20 years. So we brought the idea back here to the club and we asked the management committee permission to design a programme that they might be happy with. So off we went and designed the programme. Our only difficulty was we had no Special Olympic sporting club on the north side that provided golf. So once again we got lucky. Ray, who was my partner in the setting up the initiative, his sister worked in St Michael's House. So we approached them and they said they'd be delighted to twin with us in the project. And the project now has been running for the last 3-4 years. We call it our Friday Friends down here in Clontarf. We've had quite a number of volunteers from the club who help out with it. And we have it every Friday. It runs from April to the end of September. And it's a great way to start your weekend.
The Friday Friends coordinator sets out how the initiative works.
My name is Ray Maguire and I'm involved with the Friday Friends initiative here at Clontarf Golf Club. Every Friday from April to September, about 30 service users from St Michael's and others come down and we teach golf in our various practice areas. It's not only golf, but also our bowling club are very much involved, where they teach bowls on their bowling green. We're lucky to have four separate practice areas, and the golfers and bowlers are spread out over the area for practice through the morning from 10 o'clock until usually near lunchtime. At that point then we have prize giving and drinks and a relax and a chat and a prize giving, and that happens every Friday. We've drinks and biscuits and so on, and the president or the captain presents the prizes, and the excitement is incredible, and often the service users are more than happy to make a speech, which is just brilliant. The skills that are covered are chipping, putting, and this year, 2024, we hope to introduce long irons and driving. We haven't tried that yet, but that's our hope to 2024 for a number of the service users who we feel will be able to maybe tackle a full or at least 9 holes of golf or a full game of bowls. Dublin City Council, in year two, they gave us funding, and in 2023, some of the members here kindly organised an event with Jim Gavin, the former Dublin football manager, and we raised considerable amount of money for that, which we will use in for over the next couple of years. Jim Gavin was so generous with his time. We had 160 people at the lunch. It was hugely successful, and it was a day I'll never forget. We have, I think it's 27 or 28 volunteers who work week on, week off, and I know from talking to the volunteers that they get more out of it than they put into it. We're all winners in this.
Volunteering can be so rewarding.
My name is Patricia McCrossan, and I'm a member of Clontarf Golf and Bowling Club. I've been in the club for many, many years. So we attend every other Friday throughout the summer months, and the volunteers come and set up the equipment. There are four different activity centres, and you man one of those centres, and the participants then rotate in those four centres. So you work with all of the participants on every occasion. We have such fun, and it's a celebration of achievement and ability of all kinds of levels. And really, all of the volunteers say, I go home with a smile on my face, because it's such a rewarding, purposeful activity. I'm very happy to continue with it, and will do so with kind of joy. Looking forward to it coming back already.
Hello, Dave. My name is Aidan Foy. I'm vice captain of the bowling section of Clontarf Golf and Bowling Club. I'm very much involved in the Friday Friends with St. Michael's House. It's been an eye-opener for us. It's a joy to come down on Friday mornings and to interact with these lovely people that come down. We use indoor bowls. They're lighter than the normal bowls that we'd use. We have a competition going with them where they can score, and they love having a winner at the end of the session. We would have probably about 12, 15 of them come out, plenty of volunteers, and we have plenty of drills that we put them through, and they just love it.
The sports coordinator at St. Michael's tells us about the progress of the players as a result of taking part.
Hello, my name is Leanne Walsh. I'm the Community Sports and Activity Manager here in St. Michael's House. We started our Friday group 2 years ago with Clontarf. Ray reached out to us, and we seen it as a brilliant initiative. We're 2 years in now, and we have over 50 participants between the golf and the bowls, which is amazing. We come every Friday and our guys absolutely love it. We've been progressing a lot in over the 2 years. So we started off with about 20-30 people, but overall the skill level over the 2 years has been amazing. We now have participants who have participated in the Special Olympics. They've got lessons from Padraig Harrington, and they've progressed from here to the K Club. We have five participants who have done rounds of golf in the K Club, which is amazing. It's just brilliant. So next year our plan is to progress even more here in Clontarf. So we're hoping to get full rounds of golf in. So at the moment we just do stations, we do some competitions, but it's about progression. So it's a great community initiative.
The initiative covers the games of golf and bowling for service users of St. Michael's House.
So I am a social care worker in Coolock Club with St. Michael's House, and the odd Friday I would accompany the guys to the bowls and the golf, and they thoroughly enjoy it. It's a nice opportunity for them to see their friends, to play a bit of golf and bowling, and just to have fun. They love afterwards chatting with their peers, having a drink, and there is prizes for different things, like if anybody has gotten a hole in one or little things like that. So there's a bit of fun element to it as well.
And finally, Blaine and Dave, a golfer and a bowler from Friday Friends Group, share their experience.
My name is Dave. I'm from Fingers. I like playing bowls. I have a good crack.
And you come here every Friday for bowling?
Bowls. I like you here.
And do you have great scores?
Yes.
And are you the best?
I'm the best one.
And do you have your lunch afterwards and a prize giving?
Not yet.
When you come on a Friday?
Yes.
And who comes down with you? Do you come with your friends?
Yes. He's all on my friends.
Thanks, David.
No problem.
Hi, I'm Blaine. I was doing golf for a long time.
And you come here on a Friday for the Friday Friends?
Yeah, I see that, yeah.
And what's your favourite bit about coming down here on a Friday?
Just basically kind of all the fitness and stuff like that kind of fish.
And would golf be your favourite game?
Normally, yeah, kind of fish, yeah.
And do you like any famous golfers, or have you met any?
I met Paul Hardin for one, and that was it, really kind of fish.
Patrick Harrington, you met Patrick. Did he give you any tips for playing golf?
You kind of can get you all different strokes and stuff like that, basically, kind of, yeah.
And you know when you come down here on a Friday, you go to different places in the club to play different things. And what's your favourite? Do you like to do putting or chipping?
I don't even mind whether it was either putting or chipping, kind of, yeah.
And do you think you're going to make the Special Olympics team?
I try my best to make it on this team if I can.
And do you have your own golf clothes and gear and everything, yeah?
Not really. I just wear whatever I have on, really. Yeah.
Thanks, Blaine.
Yeah, thank you.
You've been listening to From the Sidelines with Clontarf Golf Club's Friday Friends group. This is Radio Nova, and I'm Dave Daly, and I will be visiting sports clubs in Dublin, Meath, Kildare and Wicklow in the next 8 weeks. If your club would like to be part of it, send us an email to sidelines@nova.ie.